This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New unemployment figures show New York City's economy continues to muddle along. The jobless rate remained at 8.7% in July. It hasn't changed much since March. 340,000 people were without jobs. But at 9 business incubators set up by the city in the past 3 years, small upstart companies are trying to put a dent in those figures. City economic development officials say the incubators have launched more than 500 businesses, and they now employ more than 800 people. Mayor Bloomberg toured one of those incubators today, called the Entrepreneurial Space in Long Island City in Queens. We spoke with two of the business owners there, Pilar de Guzman of Bonfet Baking. She makes decorated cookies and wedding cakes. She was on her cell phone outside on a noisy street. And Carolyn Sevos, she's CEO of U-Cake. She makes custom cake toppings. The two met each other at the incubator and became business partners. They are working on a new line of greeting card cookies. Pilar, Carolyn, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This entrepreneur space is a 12,500 square foot city-sponsored food manufacturing and business incubator. You're sharing it with 120 other businesses, making things from whoopie pies to Indian delicacies. How exactly does that work? Pilar, I'll start with you. You bake cakes. How is it that you work your shift out with all those other cooks and bakers?
In the entrepreneur space, there are 4 kitchens that you can rent, and it's a 24-hour shift. And the third week of every month, you give in your schedule for the following month. So we always get our shift.
And Carolyn, when are you in there, and how does this setup work for you?
Well, for me, I'm upstairs, which is basically their suite of offices, a few with closed doors, and then also cubicle spaces that are available.
The whole point of the city's effort in investing in these incubators is to help people who lost jobs find new ones and to help grow the city's economy and stimulate it. And certainly the food business is one of the most vibrant sectors of the city's economy right now. Do you think this incubator idea is working?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially with the economy turning, what happens is people start looking for ways to supplement their income. And there are lots of people that have, you know, special recipes or have done catering, but you need to do it from a facility that's been inspected, you know, by the Department of Health and Department of Agriculture. And so you really can't do it out of your kitchen.
My experience renting from a small space from a caterer, you know, I could make 100 cookies maybe a day. The volume that I can produce here at the entrepreneur space, I have a revolving oven that has 40 sheet pans in one baking. So I could manufacture 1,000 cookies easily a day.
The city's Economic Development Corporation says many businesses have already graduated from these spaces and have expanded into their own, but it couldn't give us any numbers on that. What are you noticing? Are you noticing your compatriots folding or moving up and out?
I noticed the companies that are doing very well are companies that have one specialized product line. Carolyn and I are beginning to see, you know, the pattern. So that's why we're zoning into this new product line that we're developing together.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It's very easy, especially when you're starting out, to, as my business partner says, you know, quit jumping at squirrels. You know, every opportunity, you really have to be strategic.
So briefly, Carolyn, next steps for you to get your business to get bigger?
Is to get distribution for the greeting card cookies. Then it's to get our online personalization web application launched. And then our end goal is to be the company that you go to top your cake cookie or cupcakes. A friend of ours said the other day, an untopped life is not worth living. So our philosophy is, how can you top that?
That's great. And Pilar, your next steps?
Well, I'm looking for distributors for the cookies that Carolyn and I are working on, as well as my custom product line, the decorated sugar cookies. I have a separate bar cookies that won the best dessert in the Taste of Queens last May. So I'm hoping to mass market that, you know, in the near future.
Pilar de Guzman is owner of Bonfait Baking, and Carolyn Sevos is CEO of U-Cake. Thanks for joining us here on WNYC.
Thank you very much.